Today is the glory day of the cranberry. You might sample that orange-infused, fennel-garnished compote or dig into the classic with the ridges from the can still visible. Independent producer Wes Horner can trace your cranberry back beyond the processing plants and factory farms to the New England bogs where the cranberries are native and the native New Englanders who grow them.
Cape Cod is a narrow peninsula jutting a little more than 60 miles into the North Atlantic Ocean. About 40 miles out under the Cape from the mainland is the small town of Wellfleet, Massachusetts. The muddy tidal flats around Wellfleet are home to the incomparably sweet oysters that for some are a critical ingredient of Thanksgiving dinner. But for most of us, the essential ingredient next to the turkey are cranberries. And in the sand dunes here on outer Cape Cod, cranberries grow wild. For almost half a century, Albion and Sheila Rich have sold homegrown cranberries from their own 7.5 acres of bogs. Their ancestors have lived in Wellfleet since the 1600s, and before that, in Plymouth Colony. Albion and Sheila tell me that their forebears were at the table for the first Thanksgiving. In the sorting shed at the back of their roadside fruit stand, thousands of pounds of cranberries are separated by a 75-year-old machine. It's a 6-foot tower of tiny moving wooden buckets, like a miniature carnival ride. Each passenger load of cranberries is dumped through a maze of wooden slats. Finally, they are checked by hand, one cranberry at a time.
And I can remember my parents and picking this bog down here. My mother and my father had a scoop. My father's scoop is right up here on the wall, and they would go along and harvest this whole bog on their hands and knees with these scoops. And that was up until about 1960 when he got his first mechanical cranberry harvester.
This year, Albion and Sheila Rich harvested and picked through 10,000 pounds of berries. Each berry was first sifted through this 1926 separator, a glorious contraption of well-worn wood, rawhide belts, and cast-iron flywheels.
There's a lot of moving parts in this harvester. Most of this machine, 90% of it, is all rock maple. But back here on this end, we can see the fan. We'll call this the winnower. It basically, what it does is it blows all of the chaff, dead leaves. We have a lot of poison ivy, which thank God I don't catch, so I'm lucky in that aspect. It blows all of that out the back, and then the berries drop down, and they go up a conveyor belt. And then it goes into the top of the big separator, and as the berries slowly drop down through the machine, and we let the berries go slow so the bouncing doesn't interfere with each other. As they bounce on these angled rock maple boards. A good cranberry is very firm, will bounce forward and down the chute. A bad cranberry is soft and rolls off and goes into the bottom, and you can probably hear those cranberries bouncing.
Let's take a listen. What are you looking for, Sheila?
Oh, some small berries and some soft berries that did get through the machine. Basically, the machine does a pretty good job, but I like to have more uniform size, so I will sort out some of the small stuff. But the sound of the machine and everything, it kind of mesmerizes me, and I go to a different world. I love just sorting them and touching them, and they're like jewels. Someone asked me, well, are you counting them? And I will say, you just made me lose count. So I have to start all over again, but it's enjoyable.
I'm Howard Irwin. I'm a retiree. I used to be the president of the New York Botanical Garden, and now for the last 12 years I've lived here full time.
Howard Irwin is my guide on this hike through the dunes in Provincetown, not far from where the Pilgrims first landed. For thousands of years before that, The Wampanoag tribe of Native Americans hunted, fished, and picked cranberries in these bogs where they still grow wild.
Well, this is a natural cranberry bog. Not man-made, but this is, people often don't remember that the cranberry is a native plant. It's a native shrub here in the east. It doesn't look very shrubby, but that's what it is. It doesn't get more than 6 inches or 12 inches high at most. And it dominates the areas where it grows. As you can see here, there are small trees and shrubs encroaching in this area, but it's almost pure cranberry.
Let's pick through here and tell me what we find as we go through.
All we're going to see here
this
now.
This looks a lot different than going down the hall, the aisles of the supermarket, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah. Yep. But it's just solid cranberry with a few little bare patches where the deer have gotten in and kicked aside the berries, but you notice it's mucky ground.
What's your favorite cranberry dish?
Oh, I like dried cranberries. They have a kind of a spark to them, which I enjoy. And I've had lots of them because I frequently walk through here in September when the bushes are laden.
So if I were to grab some of these cranberries, are they edible right off the bush, Howard?
They are, but I'm not sure how good these are, but let's give them a try. Yep, they've got bitterness to them.
Yep. Oh, yeah.
But they're edible. Not entirely palatable, but they're edible. Probably want to cook them with a little bit of sugar.
A little sugar, yeah. Well, they're great.
Yep.
Albion Rich, at his roadside fruit stand, tells me that he likes his cranberries a little on the sweet side, too.
I make a cordial, 50% cranberries mixed or soaked with your favorite alcohol. I like Captain Morgan's and sugar to taste. And if you let it sit 3-4 months, it becomes a very beautifully colored cordial.
What else do you do with cranberries besides sell them just as they are?
Oh, Lord, we make conserve and chutney and jams, and there's 1,000 things you can do with cranberries.
Cranberry growers Albion and Sheila Rich at their roadside fruit stand along Route 6 in Wellfleet on Cape Cod, Massachusetts.
Producer Wes Horner lives in Provincetown, Massachusetts.